Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Lots to get to here in the final hour of the show. Back into the big story of the day. Kind of take a big picture look at the pre-All-Star break version of the Atlanta Braves season. Ended on a high note yesterday. What went down on Saturday was about as 2024 Braves as it gets. So we'll get to all that coming up in a few minutes. Back into a couple different basketball conversations. Obviously, Zachary Risacher had his first couple of games in Summer League with the Hawks over the weekend, Friday night and yesterday. We're sitting here watching the U.S. play Australia.
I need to hear him come back from this commercial break.
Yeah.
I know I'm not crazy.
I don't know, man.
I'm not. He had a jersey and a shooting shirt on.
I believe you. Okay. I got your back on this one. I'm just saying.
Is he going to practice squad players that practice well and got a chance to travel with the team? That happened.
Yeah, like, you know, because KD's not playing. Maybe they need an extra roster spot, so they let, you know. Maybe they're letting Jimmer get ready for 3-on-3.
Could be.
I don't know. But I just don't. And there's a lot of white guys on the Australian team.
But they were going. It was Ant-Man going into the huddle because there was David Booker. Gave them Booker some dap. Gave a couple of dudes dap. Mm-hmm. And then the guy came around and like panned right before the commercial break.
All right, I'm just going through the guys that they have listed that are active today. Right. And I mean, Derek White is as close as we can get.
All right, man. I'm just going crazy. It won't be the first time. It won't.
No, I hope you're right because, you know. I'd be happy for him.
Yeah.
I'd be happy for him. Get out there. You don't get to go to the real Olympics.
No.
You don't get to go to the real.
They're in Abu Dhabi right now.
You go to the scrimmage.
That's what I said. Go to scrimmage. Like a good practice player and let him travel
like
along.
Jason Capono or something? Who's out there?
We select the scout team player of the week. He's going to go on the road games with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, whoever won the scout team player of the week.
That's cool.
We get a chance to go on trips and stuff.
That's really nice.
I wouldn't want to do that, but that's just me.
Yeah, you know. Scout I mean, team. You're not going to play.
But just I'm just saying, dog, all of
go us. Go on the road trip.
All of us are gone for the weekend. You got your way with the town.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. You want to live the dream once? You get to suit up?
No.
Oh.
No, you're still on the practice squad.
You're still standing street clothes on the side.
Still on the practice squad.
But, you know, you get to go on a road trip with an NFL team. That's cool. Most people don't get to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Ride in the plane.
Yeah, because you never ridden on a plane before. Yeah, you never ridden on a plane.
Oh, this plane's different.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're better, right? You guys get better planes or something, right?
We get nice. You know what? It depends all on ownership and where the trip is. Like, and seriously.
Yeah.
Like, it just depends. Like, in San Diego, sometimes we get the big plane. If we were coming all the way to the East Coast, we would probably get the big plane. Other than that, we get the regular.
Miami, like every time.
Miami?
No?
All the time?
Oh. Mm-mm. St. Louis?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the thing about it, St. Louis was because we're right in the middle.
That man, Kroenke's got a bazillion dollars.
Yeah, Kroenke got us some bread. We had nice planes. But no, the cross country, you would get the big jet.
But it's just you guys, right?
Yeah, it's just us.
It's not like
commercial flight. No. It's just us. Right, it's good. Just us. No, good. Yeah. We don't go through airport security.
Good.
Nothing like that. But the thing was, they used to have security, like to scan your bags. Before you get on the plane and stuff, it'd be so funny. They open the bag, three bottles of liquor,
sure,
and all kind of stuff in there.
How'd that get in there?
They don't say nothing, dog. They just let you go about your business, man. The funny one, the security at the I think it was the Jets game where they had the old man with that fake pat down.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is when you're going through security to get on the plane,
mm-hmm.
a charter flight. You just pop the pull about it. You ain't got to hide it. Nothing. Just pull out, put it on the table. Go about your business.
I got it at the duty free.
Yep. I don't ask no questions.
Yeah, you just don't say anything.
Yeah.
See, I'm so conditioned to make up a lie.
Right.
You know? Oh, I didn't know. I thought I could have it.
I didn't know you could have liquor in the plane. Well, they can't give it to you, but you can bring it.
I remember I was with a friend who went to college in California, and we were drinking on campus. Now, in my college, if you were drinking on campus and you saw the campus police, you had to go. You had to get out of there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to get in trouble. Like, I saw him coming. We were just sitting in the middle of a field, like a bench, whatever, drinking. And I was like, oh, God. And he was like, they don't care. And the guy drove by. He was like, were you trying to hide that?
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I thought. He's like, nah, we don't care.
You can't
care.
Drink on Washington's campus?
No, not supposed to. And also, I was 19.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Right.
But, yeah, they didn't care down there.
Oh, I'm trying to think. Can we? It didn't matter.
Yeah, right. You do whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, it didn't matter.
It's always funny when you're allowed to do stuff, but you're not used to being allowed to do it.
Right.
It's like, oh, all right, cool. This is great. This is way better.
Damn, can we drink on that campus?
No. You're not supposed to drink on college campuses. Even if you're, I don't think, right? You like can't sit in the middle of the quad and have a beer. Even if you're 35 years old, that'd be even worse, probably.
I did not know that.
I don't think you're supposed to. They're all smoke-free now.
Tobacco-free.
You can't smoke on campus anymore. I feel like you definitely can't just crack open like a bottle of booze.
I'm pretty sure there's no open container walking around.
Yeah.
But like, you can have drinks in your dorm, though, right?
Well, I didn't live in the dorms when I was 21.
Oh.
I lived in the dorms when I was 19.
Right.
So it was underage.
Right.
By the time I was 21, I lived in a house on campus. So you can do whatever you want there,
okay.
Pretty much. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Oh, I'm curious. I never even thought about it. We
didn't. I mean, nobody thought about it.
We never walked around campus.
Yeah, you're just trying to.
We never walked around campus with no drinks.
Smart.
I'm thinking that. They have. So you can't eat five, no square. No more.
I don't know what you just said to me.
Can't have a cigarette.
Oh, yeah, no. Can't. No, yeah. All the that was a different language you just started speaking all of a sudden.
Well, man.
No, you can't. All these campuses are all smoke-free now. At least a lot of them are. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Wow! Yeah, I think, you know, we've said it. All year now, it's like kind of, we're just waiting for it all to kind of click. And, you know, we had a great series here this weekend. And, you know, hopefully we, you know, come back after the break, take some days off, kind of regenerate and, you know, hit the ground rolling.
Regenerate, recuperate, hang out. Chris Sale there talking about.
Will it?
Will what?
Click.
No, the offense isn't going to click. I mean, some of these guys can definitely hit better. There's no doubt about that. But, like, there's just parts of the lineup right now that aren't going to be consistently good. I mean, I think it's okay to say that about the bottom part of the lineup. Like, you're really happy when you get a two-home run day from Darno.
Yeah,
or like, the weekend that Duvall had a really solid weekend. But I'm not counting on Adam Duvall to do that consistently for the remainder of the season.
We know that.
I mean, you get the bottom of the lineup right now is Travis Darno, Eddie Rosario, Adam Duvall, Orlando Arcia, and Eli White pinch ran at one point during the game. Like, that's just four straight at-bats where you're just kind of rolling the dice. So that part of it isn't going to – it will – here and there, like it has, but it's not going to consistently. I still think when you get Harris back, and whether you put him at 9, I don't know that they'll do that. You find a spot for him, maybe at 2 behind Kelnick, whatever. But if you go Kelnick, Harris, Riley, Olsen, Ozuna, Albies, Murphy, it's pretty easy to find one more trade bat to put in that lineup. Then it's a real lineup, I think. At that
point. You would put Michael at 2?
Oh, I don't know. I was just putting him in there. Okay. I was just putting him in there when he gets back.
Right.
Because I don't think you'll lead him. You don't lead him off, probably.
No, you'll probably keep
Kelnick and lead off as good as he's been.
Well.
Yeah, I think he's probably earned that for the rest of the year. But Yeah, no, those guys aren't going to click. The pitchers have. The pitchers have been incredible.
Yeah.
And that's why on Saturday, Max Fried got added to the All-Star game. You know, when we found out that Lopez and Sale were going.
Good job, Max.
Happy. Just kind of wondered. Fried's been pretty good, too. Like, he's been almost as good as those guys outside of some of his first starts at the beginning of the year. So, good that he's out there as well. Look, Chris Sale won his 13th game yesterday.
Crazy, eh?
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
He's never won 20 games in his career before.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, this but guy might win 25 games this year.
That's one of those things where, is it overrated now?
Well, it just, you know, you don't pitch complete games and you get bad luck and all that kind of stuff. But
I just don't understand why this has been... Why something like wins has been so replaced. Like,
you do, though, because it's not entirely up to you. Like, Chris Sale last time out, was it last time? It was Max Fried last time out. He gave up one run and pitched great, but the team scored zero.
No, he got a loss. No, we understand all that part, but I'm saying, like, he's he won 20 games. Oh, okay. Like, that was a big thing before.
It was.
Yeah, but now it's just like,
And then people were like, sometimes guys win. But that's the thing, like, you don't. To me, 20 games still matters a lot because, first of all, you have to pitch long enough in these games to get decisions anyway, which
correct.
Doesn't always happen. But you don't see a lot of, like, bad pitchers winning 20 games.
No.
You know? Like, there'll be fluky stuff that happens, but you don't see a lot of bad pitchers.
What happened here, right?
Who?
Didn't one of our young pitchers win 20 games?
Oh, who was that? Kyle Wright?
That's Kyle Wright.
2 years ago?
Wait,
he won
did?
20 games,
oh,
didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, I think it was Kyle.
He wasn't bad. He was great that
year.
Yeah,
he was.
He just been hurt.
Yeah, where's old Kyle?
Probably Chicago. Oh. I have no idea where he is. All these guys ended up in Chicago. Soroka's in Chicago. Tukey's in Chicago.
Tukey!
Strider won 20 last year, but that's a good example of it. Yeah. Like, he was really good.
Yeah.
You don't win that many if you're not good. You can get lucky and win, like, 10 if you have a really good offense and you pitch a lot of innings. You
remember Tukey's electric stuff?
Tukey does have electric stuff.
Electric stuff.
He just, what's the opposite of electric? Power outage?
Yeah.
He just has no control.
Yeah. I think he has electric stuff.
He does, man. Like, Tukey's arm's crazy.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just always love when you say that.
Yeah. Well, that's what you say about a guy who has, a lot of question marks.
Electric stuff.
All these guys had electric stuff, and then they were like, he can't throw strikes.
In the strike
zone. Yeah. When he throws, remember, Tukey would have those random starts, like, every 3 months where he'd strike 11 guys out? They'd be like, damn, look at that. That's crazy.
Electric.
But then he'd come out and walk 8 guys the next time and be out of there in the third inning.
I think you can go get him now.
I loved watching that guy pitch when he was on, but it just wasn't very often. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little basketball. Some summer league observations coming out of the first couple appearances. Trying to figure out who this white guy is on the U.S. men's national team. You see him? Where? That's Devin Booker. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Check it out now. No doubt now.
I don't see it. I'll tell you what I do see. Dyson Daniels, active hands.
Active hands.
getting in passing lanes. Took cookies from Drew Holiday at half court. Went down and dunked it two hands at the other end. Dyson, one of the newest Hawks. One of the guys they got in the DeJounte trade out there playing for Australia now.
He's been real active though.
No, he is. I mean that's what they say. Yeah. I mean that's what he is. He's a perimeter defender, super athletic, active, long arms. He's going to be a pest on the perimeter.
There he's right there, Andy. Right there. You see where Ty Lue is?
I see. Steve Kerr.
You see where Ty Lue is?
I see Mark Few.
Oh no, that's a brother. Never mind. that's not the guy I'm talking about.
Okay, I mean that's a very light arm.
Yeah, that's Derek White though.
Oh yeah,
but that's not him.
Okay,
Aiden, come. He going
pan down.
I'm just telling
you. I don't want to see Eric Spoelstra drawing up plays.
He's sitting down there by LeBron.
Okay. Is it Austin Reeves?
It's not him.
Did you just invite him?
I don't know who it is. That's why. Okay, whatever. I'm done. I know what I see.
No, I want you to be right. I just haven't seen it. We're watching the same game. We're just trying to see who's all playing today for the U.S. team, and Randy's telling me there's a white guy with a shooting sleeve.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the roster, and there isn't any of those guys.
Okay.
But they maybe have a special exemption for today. I don't know. It's like a Make-A-Wish thing or something.
It could be.
Know?
It could be.
Letting us get out there.
Could be. Make-A-Wish. Way to go, Andy.
I want
to
play
There he is.
That's Steph Curry.
No! I'm not crazy.
That's the ball boy.
Is it?
The guy in the t-shirt was.
Okay. All right, man.
I don't know, man. Look, I'm keeping my eyes peeled on it, too. All right? But we're sitting here watching the U.S. beat the hell out of Australia. They're up 20 right now. And we talked a little bit about this last week after watching them play Canada. They're the favorite anyway. Yes. They were going to be the favorite anyway. It was just kind of cool to see them get out there and play a little bit together. Right. It's a very well-constructed team.
Yeah.
Like, the teams are always good and full of incredible talent because they're the U.S. men's basketball team.
Right.
They've won the gold medal at every Olympics that they could participate in, except for 2004. Everybody remembers 2004. It was a huge embarrassment. They've won every gold medal since then and before that, since NBA players have been allowed to be on the Olympic team. And this team's going to do the same thing. It's just a matter of how easy it looks, you know? Like, some groups make it look so easy. Some groups, like in 2020, they won, but they had a couple bumps in the road. I think this team's going to make it look real easy.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, first of all, who's the head coach and his system, and then you got all these guys. Okay, imagine what they're going to do with this. Talk about this lineup today.
Yeah.
He had LeBron starting at the four.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine LeBron and Draymond switching places? And LeBron being in the Draymond role?
That would be insane.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's what's
going
to be.
That's pretty much what it is, right? Let him bring it up. Yeah. Let him set those high screens.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to be. Yeah.
No, they're going to have a lot of fun lineup wrinkles on this team. Like, they'll probably let LeBron play the five at some times when they go super small and they just want to run because they got so many good ball handlers on this team.
Yeah, they do. And I think the only two people that are going to be in every starting lineup is going to be LeBron and Steph.
I think that's
LeBron,
right.
LeBron, Steph, and Joel.
Yeah, I don't know. I would put AD out there instead of Joel.
I think
he's a better player personally in general, but I also think he's just a better fit for what they're trying to do system wise with these guys. Joel's really good, but the ball gets in his hands and then everything stops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A couple jab steps and a 22 footer, and that's kind of that.
Yeah.
He's incredible. I'm not trying to downplay Joel Embiid's incredible. He's one of the best players in the NBA. But for what they're trying to do, keep the ball movement and play this really beautiful brand of basketball like they've played in Golden State and LeBron can play. I like AD in that starting lineup. I love finding a way to get Anthony Edwards into that starting lineup if you can. He's had a couple moments already in these two games that kind of show glimpse.
What did he say? He said, I'm number one option.
He did. And he should think that. He's an incredible young player who's one of the best players in the league. But he's also got he's 22, right? What? So he's got additions to his bag that he's going to be able to make in these offseasons. Yes. That's what all these great guys do. Like LeBron until he was 30. Even still, like LeBron came back this year and shot the three ball the best he's ever shot it versus 2 years ago when he couldn't shoot the three. So like they're always looking to improve something. Anthony Edwards obviously has to get a little bit better at when he gets the ball on the wing, being able to create his own offense, being able to kind of create some space, step back, whatever. You've seen a couple of those in these two games where it's like, all right, he knew what he needed.
Yep.
Obviously he knows
more
than I do. But when you think about what he maybe lacked in that series that they lost against Dallas, you get into the gym and work on it this summer, you can already see that he is.
Yeah, man. This is only going to benefit him so much. I think a lot of this and a lot of those young players who got to scrimmage against them and everything, it just helps you out so much being able to go against the best and do it, the physical aspect of what it takes to do that, man. And, I mean, you know, we talk about the best players are the best when they're by themselves. you know, the work ethic they put in when there's nobody around, just you and a shooting coach and all those different things. But yeah, this part of
are those cool machines they have now with the big net?
Yes.
And it just fires a chest pass back to you?
Yeah.
So even if you brick it super hard, it still ends up right back in your hands?
Nobody knows.
Those things are so great. They're so fun because they get like three balls going at once and you're just getting shots up.
Yeah, man. But I mean,
you used to have to have a friend come in there and rebound for you. Not anymore.
You wasn't with me when I was shooting in the gym.
Exactly. Huh?
No, you wouldn't.
Now nobody is. You just got a machine.
Yeah, he's got a machine now. And so, yeah, they goes down there and plucks it out and everything like that.
It's fun. Those are great. Those are fun if you can get your hands on one. Zachary Risacher made his summer league debut for the Hawks on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Played again yesterday.
Right.
18 points on Friday. 11 points yesterday. Looked like a competent athlete.
Yes.
I don't know how much more to really put into it than that. Like, he looked good. Had a couple flashes on Friday night that looked really good. Kind of went coast to coast, dunked it left-handed, and looked athletic. Interesting to kind of see him in person. Not in person, but see him in a game and watch kind of the whole thing. He looks skinny. Like, you knew he was. But, like, you look at it versus some of these, even these other guys that are young and skinny, too. It's like, all right, that's probably the number one thing for him is bulking up a little bit.
Yeah,
the health and fitness part of it.
He got to get on some cornbread. Yeah, he got
that's what it is.
Yeah, he got to go on some cornbread and you know, and fill it out and everything like that. But I mean, he has a nice skill set about him, Bunk. I think, you know, you saw him, he can shoot the basketball. I think the biggest thing with him is the stuff that he needs to work on, they don't have to have it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as far as his ball handling and things like that. Go find your spot. Trey's gonna find you and you shoot the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everything like that. But yeah, he's a stick man. He is a stick man that's going to have to get strong, and he knows this. I think that's the biggest thing about it is that part about it. But the one thing that he can do, just off God-given ability, is shoot the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The young man can shoot the basketball, and so you know, they'll figure out ways to get him in position. It's going to be a struggle bus on defense because he just doesn't have the mass.
Yeah,
and everything.
He's gonna be good eventually. Like he's got the athleticism and he's got the length and all that stuff. But yeah, you're right. I mean, if he gets matched up against like a bigger three or a four ever, like that, he's gonna get bodied.
Yes.
But again, that's something he can work on. Like that's one of those ones. It's like we talk about Dyson Daniels. Can he become a good shooter? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Zachary Risacher can put on weight and he can get in the weight room and he can eat the right stuff and get stronger.
Right.
I have pretty good confidence in that. We've seen guys do that.
Mm-hmm.
Can Dyson Daniels become a really good shooter?
Drummond.
I don't know. That's way harder.
I think that's a way bigger ask. Way harder.
Yeah, he shot 31% in the NBA in his first two seasons.
But that's the
thing. Can you get it to like 36?
Can you get in that corner?
Yeah.
Master that right there. Because most defensive guys that can't shoot that well, master that corner three.
Yeah, because it's a shorter three.
Yes.
It's a better look, I guess they say. It's certainly a more high percentage shot. You see guys that aren't even really good shooters can kind of get in the corner
Did Bruce Bowens hit any other shot than a corner three?
No. Did P.J. Tucker do anything other than shoot corner threes?
It.
With like a set shot?
Yes.
Like the guy was shooting set shots. But he kept getting on teams because he would play. You keep thinking you see him.
I do.
You're like a hiker that thinks he's seeing Sasquatch.
Oh, no. I know I ain't seen no Sasquatch.
What's more likely, seeing a Sasquatch on a hike or seeing a white guy on the U.S. men's national team?
He's acting like somebody has seen a ghost.
Well, kind of look like a ghost.
I'll just tell you. It's gonna pop up again.
But, like, who would it be?
Would it be
Cooper Flagg? Are they just letting him sit on the bench?
I don't know.
Like, Abe's an investigator on these sorts of things. Who would the guy, like?
There's no one on the roster.
Dalton
Knecht? He might not be on the roster.
I know he's not on the roster.
If they're on
he's
the
definitely
select
not on
team,
the roster.
If they're on the select team, do you know what Peyton Pritchard looks like?
Yeah, you know it. He's like a little guy.
Small
from
white shooter from the Celtics?
Little fella, short
I
hair.
Think you would recognize
What kind
Cooper
of hair
Flagg?
Does this guy have?
Uh-huh.
I'm asking you. What kind like, of hair does
he
it look like?
He has, like, the box-looking hair. I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. Whatever. Hey, you know what?
Like Randy describing white people's hair, it could be a fun segment.
Never mind. I gotta get.
Wait. Like whose hair does it look like? Mine, kind of.
Yeah, it looks like more like yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is mine looks like a box?
No, like the box. Look, the top part is
like kind of
boxy,
spiked?
and it's shaved on the side.
All right.
It's like got tipped. It's
flat top.
No, it's not a flat top.
Like Chris Mullin?
Oh no.
No, it's not like Chris Mullin. What's the guy's name?
Who?
The guy y'all were talking about from Boston.
Oh,
Peyton Pritchard.
Looked like
he's got a buzz cut.
Okay, that's not him then.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. But anyways, we got to do this because we always do it when. Thank you to our brother Abe and his father and some other folks. They went on his baseball trip, brought us some stuff back. So Abe, thank you because we always say thank you to Bo. But this is our first time you ever went anywhere. So thank you, Abe, for bringing back the kids stuff and everything like that, man. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, wanted to make sure that we do that because we do it every time with everybody else. And everybody says we don't like Abe. We love Abe. It's just fun to make fun of Abe.
You can love someone and not like them.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you got family members that you love and that you don't like.
Do you really?
I do.
Like, family members you love. Define your love.
Yeah, right. You know, if they weren't my family, I wouldn't love them.
Yeah.
But I've been around them my whole life. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I think that's the thing about it. Love, family and love have like different categories of love.
Oh, sure. Yeah. They're not on the top shelf.
Right.
They're not wife, kids, parents.
So why do you love them?
Because they're my family.
I think that. Okay.
They haven't done enough to be not loved.
Right.
But they've done enough to not be liked.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They're right over there. Because also, I got a lot of love to give. So
you do, but
it's easy to keep the love going for them.
Right.
But the like, I mean, even the top shelf people, I don't always like them. There's been times, you know, I don't like what you just did. I don't like that. I love you. Always going to love you. But it's nice when you like someone and you love them.
Yes, it is.
That's the best.
Yes, that's the
really
best.
When
that's
you get to
right
the
there.
You get to the absolute pinnacle of happiness.
Yeah.
At that point.
Okay. Okay. Love, like, all that.
I'm just saying I don't like Abe that much.
Well, I mean, because...
I'm just kidding.
Because
I do like Abe. That would have been the point of that whole thing.
Because he's your biggest competition.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Yeah, Abe's your biggest competition.
I stack myself up against Abe.
Soccer-wise.
In all aspects of life.
Soccer-wise.
Yeah.
Running-wise.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, sports knowledge-wise.
Yeah.
Y'all are neck and neck, man.
Yep.
Y'all are neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's all it is.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is.
Look at him. He's smiling. Look at him.
Well, I was going to list the other things. We'll compete in some other stuff,
too. We're
not gonna do that. But we don't have to do that.
Okay.
We don't have to do that.
We know the obvious of competition level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer, knowledge, running.
Yeah. Well, he's better than me at running. There's no, he beats every race we've ever run in. He's beat me.
I think you let him.
I don't think there's any competition there. It's like we talk about rivalries, right? Is it really a rivalry? Like, because Serena said some funny stuff about Sharapova at the ESPYs.
Which is true.
Yeah, but it wasn't a rivalry.
No,
beat her every time they played.
They so bad to make that a rivalry.
They wanted it to be a rivalry. But if one person never wins, okay. It's not really a rivalry.
Right, now, look right there. Damn. I know.
They keep showing the Aussies. Tons of white guys on the Australian team.
No, but that's not what I'm talking about. There's somebody. He looks like Chandler Parsons. He got the Chandler Parsons hair.
Maybe they got Chandler in the development staff.
The shadow beard thing.
Yeah. They got Chandler like on staff or something like that.
I don't know. No, people don't want to be around him.
Why not?
He's a podcast snitch.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a podcast snitch.
Chandler, you guys see the video of Van Gundy running around on offense getting locked down by LeBron?
The fact that people really was taking that serious was the more hilarious part to me. Like, he's demonstrating something to LeBron and showing where a guy might be. And that's usually what happens in practice.
Yeah, but also, you know, if LeBron wanted to defend him, he could.
Yeah.
It's like that. Are people surprised?
Yeah, people are like.
LeBron
like,
can defend
I was
most.
Like, I was like, oh, again, something that, all right, you ain't got nothing to do today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of them. You must say, oh, you must be bored today, huh?
But then also it's one of those things. It's like, did you never have a basketball practice?
And that is a.
Because this is a very common thing.
It's a very common thing in a basketball practice. And a coach is demonstrating something, yeah. And you're trailing him to see where it works out.
But it's common. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Atlanta United teaming up with Napa Auto Parts.
There we go.
To give away Atlanta United car flags at select Napa locations while supplies last.
There we go.
This Friday from 4:30 to 6:30, you can get your Atlanta United car flags at Napa locations on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Norcross, and East Cobb Drive in Marietta. Enjoy special appearances, giveaways, and much more, all from Atlanta United and Napa Auto Parts. So get your Atlanta United window flags over there at the Napa Auto Parts. All right, we'll come back. We're going to do an AMA. Look at that. I thought it was 120.
Damn.
It's 140. Time flies. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic to wrap the show up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Jam-packed phone lines, so we'll start with Marco in Lilburn. Randy's neck of the woods.
Hey!
Randy!
What up, man?
What's going on, bro? Hey, look. So, look, I want to tell you, man, I appreciate you for putting me on, right? A couple of weeks back or something, you talked about you had went to H&W Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Man, I went there for my birthday this weekend, dude. Oh, great. I'm talking about, man, I was like, oh, I really enjoyed myself. And I was like, dang. Randy talked about it. I was like, man, let me try it. Because the way you talked about it, I was like, I might need to try that out.
Right, man.
You know, so I definitely want to say appreciate you for that, dog.
Oh, good, fam. Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, all right, yeah, thanks, yeah. Marco.
Steaky can't just be the only one that gives food reviews.
Well, I mean, that right there, you said it. You endorsed it. The man went there.
Yes.
Let's get a deal. You know?
Yeah, I mean, like, no, why not?
It's that easy. All Randy has to say is good. I liked it. And then maybe some more details.
Maybe, man.
I don't remember you. Was I not here when you were talking about it? Or?
Oh, God. I think, well, why did we go? Me and my wife went for some, me and Donna went for some reason. But I think you were here.
Huh.
I can't remember. It was so long ago.
Well, I'm glad that he went, and I'm glad that he had a good time. I'm just saying, it seems like a pretty good little opportunity.
Yeah, I mean,
Jay is in Douglasville. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Andy, Randy, what's up, guys?
Hey, man,
hey, Jay.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Randy, I just wanted to let you know you went tripping on the random white guy on the USA Olympic team.
Thank you.
I was watching it when they played Canada like a few days ago, and towards the end of the game, if you look at the highlights, he drained a corner three, but they never said his name. They never, you know, like they say Curry hit the three. They just said the 3-point was made. You know what I'm saying?
Hang on a second.
I know it ain't going crazy.
We have box scores we can check.
I know I'm not going crazy.
Who was it? Do you remember who it was?
He's number 16. He's not on the roster, but he's number 16.
I know it ain't going crazy.
If you look at the end of the USA-Canada game,
right.
He hit a corner three at the end. And you'll just check it out. You'll see it. But you're not going crazy.
All right, man. Appreciate it, dog.
Okay.
I know I'm not losing it.
Not
That's
only
a white guy.
Okay, but hang on a second.
Okay.
Not only is he there, he got into the Canada game and made a shot.
I don't know. I just saw him on the screen. That's what I'm saying. They will go up.
All right, they're empty in the bench.
They're empty in the bench. Okay. He's not going. There he is again.
Is this one of those things that, like, you look at it and some people see a white and gold dress and some people see a black and blue dress?
No.
And I just don't see the guy?
I just tell you. At least I know somebody got my back because I ain't going crazy.
Okay. Right. I think I've figured this out.
Okay. All right. Great.
A 3-pointer from who played 2 minutes, Micah Potter.
Micah Potter?
Who the hell is that?
Sounds white.
I think he's with the Utah Jazz, but also in like their G League system.
So why the hell is he that way?
Now, okay, but you've described him accurately, like he's got a box haircut.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at
the guy
picture.
You're talking
like
about?
It's him.
That's him.
It's him. Yeah.
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 Is this the white man that you saw,
yes,
Randy?
Yeah.
This he had 3 points on one of two shots in 2 minutes in their win against Canada.
That's him.
Yeah.
And he must be on the bench too.
Yes.
Wow. I thought you were making it up. I thought you were making the whole thing up. Micah Potter.
Yeah, man. I ain't going crazy.
Wow.
Yes.
So he's going to maybe get in at the end of this one, too. Wow, that's an 11-point game now. You might not be able to put him in.
Is that Josh Giddey?
That's Josh Giddey.
Oh, okay. just moving along.
No comment?
No comment.
No comment?
Not at all.
Jason is in Decatur. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, Andy and Randy? I love the show, man.
Appreciate
it, Jason.
Hey, I just wanted to call real quick because I know y'all give me a straight answer. Where is I know a lot of people call in about Wendy. What happened to Tanisha? What's her name? Tanisha?
Tanitra? Oh, yeah, Tanitra.
Yeah, Tanitra and Jarvis and my man Chuckery.
How long
have
you been?
And then one other quick thing.
Okay,
I'm sorry, my bad.
Right.
Real quick. If y'all can shout out my son's Little League team, man, the Eastside Ravens. We practice out there at Heritage and Conyers.
Way to go, U5 Raiders.
Did you say Ravens or Raiders?
Yes, Eastside Ravens, you know.
Oh, Ravens.
Ravens, okay.
Sorry to the Steelers, man. Shout out
to the Eastside Ravens.
Eastside Ravens, man. He said 5U.
I hope they win the whole thing this year.
There you go, little man. Keep balling. Everybody got new jobs.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Radio's like that.
It is.
You know?
It is.
It's one day you're here, one day you're gone. Well, it won't be long before someday you're tuning in and say, what the hell happened to Andy and Randy?
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's just, so that's radio for you. Grady is in Vinings. Hey, Grady.
Hey, guys. It's been a minute. Glad you guys are doing well.
Glad you're doing well, Grady.
This week, Appreciate it. So this weekend I'm going on a guys trip to Lake Hartwell with some of my college buddies. And so yesterday I decided to make a Spotify playlist for the trip. You know, these are like college songs from like 2009 to like the mid 2010.
Okay.
And one of the songs that came on mentioned Yams, the birthday song by 2 Chainz, made me chuckle think of you guys. That made me pose the question to y'all, like, if you were to create a Yams playlist, what songs would you put on there?
Oh, it's a lot.
Anyways, love the show, guys.
Thank you, Grady.
So Grady said he's going on a guy's trip.
Going on a guy's trip.
Lake Hartwell. Okay.
Yep.
I mean,
Back That Ass Up
is going to be
his number one
right there. Shake That. Yeah, I can't say all the cuss words.
I know. The hard part is a lot of them have words you can't say.
A lot of words you can't say.
Yeah, 2 Chainz birthday song's good.
Oh, yeah.
Put that on there.
Yeah.
When I Die.
Old School.
Bury Me Inside the Booty Club.
Okay, there we go. There's right. Tyson Daniels. What's his name?
Dyson Daniels.
Nice play right there, young man.
Yeah, he's playing good.
He's actually playing pretty good. Video right down
the floor. 6-point game.
Ooh.
Dyson's leading the Aussies back.
Yeah, but no, I mean, anything like Luke, Scar. Anything Luke is always on there.
Yeah, and that's a little earlier than what he's talking about. He's talking like 2009, 2010, 2011. Look, there's no shortage of songs about shaking it.
Luke can get the old folks' house cracking.
Oh, no.
I wasn't
criticizing. No. I'm saying that's good. You got to have a more of a range in the playlist.
They can drop that thing because they got them walkers, get that leverage.
I just don't, if I'm not judging Grady, I hope they have a good time.
Yes.
But if I'm going on a boys' trip, Back That Ass Up music is probably not the theme of
But that's the thing about it.
Playlist.
Now, you going with the fellas, man. Y'all can just sit back out there. I don't know what you do at Lake Hartwell. Because you didn't know where y'all went up for my baby's birthday?
So. I think
y'all
so. Went up Lake I'm pretty sure that's the lake we went
so
to.
So you hang out and everything. Yeah. The boys. Yeah, I'm sure they
you
ain't
drop there. It like it's
I'm
hot.
I'm sure they ain't dropping.
I hope not.
I don't know.
Or great. Maybe you can.
Yeah, but great.
Do whatever you want.
Great to have a good time.
Yeah, brother. Have fun.
Have a good time.
Have fun. Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So if Randy is banging down Virginia Slims in an oversized Tweety Bird airbrush T-shirt, this is Randy with an I.
Yep, yep.
Who is Andy with an I?
Oh.
Oh.
Who's the – because Randy with an I, we go back and listen to the 11 o'clock hour. Full description of Randy with an I.
For the streets.
Yeah, but it's a good time, though.
A good time.
Like a really good time.
Yeah, like once you leave her, you'll feel she still got your respect.
Yeah, and like she's going to put in a tough shift at the Dollar General. Like, she's going to leave it all out there, okay? We're not disparaging the name of Randy. She's going to leave it all on the floor.
Yeah.
Andy? A-N-D-I?
Oh, she's a prude.
Kind of, yeah.
Forest
right?
dweller.
Yeah, she's a prude.
Yeah, she not fun.
Yeah.
Not
fun. She wears sweaters in the summertime.
Probably a TA in like an anthropology class or something like that.
Yeah.
Fine arts major?
Maybe a fine arts major. Yeah. And just busts people for plagiarism. Like that's her main
she
fun.
She seems like she's that one. Yeah. But then she seems like she's like
a warrior against banned books.
Like Randy with the eye, we know what she does.
Oh, yeah.
But this one right here, like she is like, she goes like out of her out of body experience. You know, she's a damn freak.
Yeah, right. Like a sneaky freak.
Yeah, she's a sneaky freak.
Definitely. Like, she doesn't seem like any fun.
She does not. But you open the closet and chains and stuff fall out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Andy with I.
You get a couple, like, Cabernets and Andy with an I.
Yeah.
And who knows?
Yeah, dog. She is in there.
But you're going to be listening to weird music.
You're going to listen to weird music. But she is going to surprise you because she looked like this. Hey, do you mind if I freshen up? She goes and freshens up. She comes back with nothing but leathers and chains.
Yeah, leather and chains.
Leather and chains. Yeah. So that's Andy.
She's in for a
prude freak.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, prude freak.
You nailed it. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Man, Andy, Randy, I got to call y'all like Desmond.
All right.
So I'm listening to the show on Friday. I start going through some of my emails. I get an alert from Ticketmaster saying that their system had been compromised and so information had been leaked.
Oh.
Okay, fine. So something prompts me to say, hey, go check your bank account.
Smart.
So go check in my bank account. I see a charge for $1, then a charge for $3.33. I'm like, I don't know who this person is.
Huh.
Come to find out, my card information was compromised through Ticketmaster.
Wow.
So Just a word to the wise out there. Make sure y'all check y'all emails and make sure you're checking your bank account.
Okay, good.
When was the last time your account got hacked?
Ooh,
that's just my simple question.
Thank you, Mo.
Thanks, Mo. It's been a long time. It's been a minute.
Yeah. They got me at the, there was a thing, I don't know.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. Jam-packed phone lines, so we'll start with Marco in Lilburn. Randy's neck of the woods.
Hey.
Randy.
What up, man?
What's going on, bro? Hey, look. So, look, I want to tell you, man, I appreciate you for putting me on, right? A couple of weeks back or something, you talked about you had went to H&W Steakhouse.
Yeah.
Man, I went there for my birthday this weekend, dude.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great. I'm talking about, man, I was like, oh. I really enjoyed myself, and I was like, dang. Randy talked about it. I was like, man, let me try this. The way you talked about it, I was like, I might need to try that out.
Right, man.
You know, so I definitely want to say appreciate you for that, dog.
All good, fam. Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, all right, thanks, Marco.
Steaky can't just be the only one that gives food reviews.
Well, I mean, that right there, you said it. You endorsed it. The man went there.
Yes.
Let's get a deal. You know?
Yeah, I mean, like, no, why not?
It's that easy. All Randy has to say is good. I liked it. And then maybe some more details.
Maybe, man.
I don't remember you. Was I not here when you were talking about it? Or?
Oh, God. I think, well, why did we go? Me and my wife went for some, me and Donna went for some reason. But I think you were here.
Huh.
I can't remember. So it was so long ago.
Well, I'm glad that he went, and I'm glad that he had a good time. I'm just saying, it seems like a pretty good little opportunity there.
Yeah, I mean,
is in Douglasville. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Andy, Randy, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, Randy, I just wanted to let you know you went tripping on the random white guy on the USA Olympic team.
Thank you.
I was watching it when they played Canada like a few days ago, and towards the end of the game, if you look at the highlights, he drained a corner three, but they never said his name. They never, you know, like they say Curry hit the three. They just said the 3-point was made. You know what I'm saying?
Hang on a second.
I know I ain't going crazy.
We have box scores we can check.
I know I'm not going crazy.
Who was it? Do you remember who it was?
He's number 16. He's not on the roster, but he's number 16.
I know I ain't going crazy.
If you look at the end of the USA-Canada game,
right.
He hit a corner three at the end. And you'll just check it out. You'll see it. But you're not going crazy.
All right, man. Appreciate it, dog.
Okay.
I know I'm not losing it.
Not only, okay, but hang on a second.
Okay.
Not only is he there, he got into the Canada game and made a shot.
I don't know. I just saw him on the screen. That's what I'm saying. They were going up.
All right, they're empty in the bench.
They're empty in the bench. Okay. He's not going. There he's again.
Is this one of those things that, like, you look at it and some people see a white and gold dress and some people see a black and blue dress?
No.
And I just don't see the guy?
I just tell you. At least I know somebody got my back because I ain't going crazy.
Okay. I think I've figured this out.
Okay. All right. Great.
A three-pointer from who played 2 minutes, Micah Potter.
Micah Potter?
Who the hell is that?
Sounds white.
I think he's with the Utah Jazz, but also in, like, their G League system.
So why the hell is he there with
you? Now, okay, but you've described him accurately, like he's got a box haircut.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the
guy
picture.
You're talking
like
about?
It's him.
That's him.
It's him. Yeah.
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 Is this the white man that you saw,
yes,
Randy?
Yeah.
This he had 3 points on one of two shots in 2 minutes in the win against Canada.
That's him.
Yeah.
And he must be on the bench too.
Yes.
Wow. I thought you were making it up. I thought you were making the whole thing up. Micah Potter.
Yeah, man. I ain't going crazy.
Wow.
Yes.
So he's going to maybe get in at the end of this one, too. Wow, that's an 11-point game now. You might not be able to put him in.
Is that Josh Giddey?
That's Josh Giddey.
Oh, okay. just move it along.
No comment?
No comment.
No comment?
Not at all.
Jason is in Decatur. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, Andy and Randy? I love the show, man.
Appreciate it,
Jason.
Hey, I just wanted to call real quick because I know y'all give me a straight answer. Where is, I know a lot of people call in about Wendy, What happened to Tanisha?
Tanitra? Oh, yeah, Tanitra.
Yeah, Tanitra and Jarvis and my man Chuckery.
How long
have you been? And then one other quick thing. Okay, right. I'm sorry, my bad.
Right.
Real quick. If y'all can shout out my son's Little League team, man, Eastside Ravens. We practice out there at Heritage and Conyers.
Way to go, Eastside Raiders.
Did you say Ravens or Raiders?
Yes, Eastside Ravens, you know.
Oh, Ravens.
Ravens,
Sorry to the Steelers fan.
Shout out to the Eastside Ravens.
Eastside Ravens, man. He said 5U.
I hope they win the whole thing this year.
There you go, little man. Keep balling. Everybody got new jobs.
Yeah.
There you go.
Radio's like that.
It is.
You know?
It is.
It's one day you're here, one day you're gone. Well, it won't be long before someday you're tuning in and say, what the hell happened to Andy and Randy?
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's just, so that's radio for you. Grady is in Vinings. Hey, Grady.
Hey, guys. Been a minute. Glad you guys are doing well.
Glad you're doing well, Grady.
This week, appreciate it. So this weekend, I'm going on a guy's trip to Lake Hartwell with some of my college buddies. And so yesterday, I decided to make a Spotify playlist for the trip. You know, these are like college songs from like 2009 to like the mid 2010s.
Okay.
And
okay.
One of the songs that came on mentioned Yam, the birthday song by 2 Chainz, made me chuckle think of you guys. That made me pose the question to y'all, like, if you were to create a Yams playlist, what songs would you put on there?
Oh, it's a lot.
Anyways, love the show, guys.
Thank you, Grady.
So Grady said he's going on a guy's trip.
Going on a guy's trip. Lake Hartwell.
Okay. Yep. I mean,
back that ass
back
up.
Back that ass up is going to be
is a number one
right there. Shake that. Yeah, I can't say all the cuss words.
I know. The hard part is a lot of them have words you can't say.
A lot of words you can't say.
Yeah, 2 Chainz birthday song's good.
Oh, yeah.
Put that on there.
Yeah.
When I die.
Old school.
Bury me inside the booty club.
Okay, there we go. There's right. Tyson Daniels. What's his name?
Dyson
Daniels. Nice play right there, young man.
Yeah, he's playing good.
He's actually playing pretty good. Video right down
ooh,
the floor.
6-point game.
Ooh.
Dyson's leading the Aussies back.
Yeah, but no, I mean anything like Luke, Scar. Anything Luke is always on there.
Yeah, and that's a little earlier than what he's talking about. He's talking like 2009, 2010, 2011. Look, there's no shortage of songs about shaking it.
Luke can get the old folks' house cracking.
Oh, no.
I wasn't hydraulic?
Criticizing. No. I'm saying that's good. You got to have a more of a range in the playlist.
They can drop that thing because they got them walkers, get that leverage.
I just don't, if I'm not judging Grady, I hope they have a good time.
Yes.
But if I'm going on a boys' trip, back that ass up music is probably not the theme of.
But that's the thing about it.
Playlist.
Now you going with the fellas, man. Y'all can just sit back out there. I don't know what you do at Lake Hartwell, because you didn't know where y'all went up for Bomb Baby's birthday.
So. I think so. I'm pretty sure that's the lake we went
so
to.
So you hang out and everything. Yeah. The boys. Yeah, I'm sure they ain't
drop it like it's
I'm
hot.
I'm sure they ain't dropping.
I hope not.
I don't know.
Okay. Or maybe you can.
But great.
Whatever you want.
Great. Have a good time.
Yeah. Have fun.
Have a good time.
Have fun. Zach is in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So if Randy is banging down Virginia Slims in an oversized Tweety Bird airbrush T-shirt, this is Randy with an I.
Yep, yep.
Who is Andy with an I?
Oh.
Oh.
Who's the – because Randy with an I, we go back and listen to the 11 o'clock hour. Full description of Randy with an I.
For the streets.
Yeah, but it's a good time, though.
A good time.
Like a really good time.
Yeah, like once you leave her, you'll feel she still got your respect.
Yeah, and like she's going to put in a tough shift at the Dollar General. Like, she's going to leave it all out there, okay? We're not disparaging the name of Randy. She's going to leave it all on the floor.
Yeah.
Andy? A-N-D-I?
Oh, she's a prude.
Kind of, yeah.
Forest
right?
dweller.
Yeah, she's a prude.
Yeah, she not fun.
Yeah.
Not
fun. She wears sweaters in the summertime.
Probably a TA in like an anthropology class or something like that.
Yeah.
Fine arts major?
Maybe a fine arts major. Yeah. And just busts people for plagiarism. Like that's her main
she
fun.
She seems like she's that one. Yeah. But then she seems like she's like
a warrior against banned books.
Like Randy with the eye, we know what she does.
Oh, yeah.
But this one right here, like she is like, she goes like out of her out of body experience. You know, she's a damn freak.
Yeah, right. Like a sneaky freak.
Yeah, she's a sneaky freak.
Definitely. Like, she doesn't seem like any fun.
She does not. But you open the closet and chains and stuff fall out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Andy with I.
You get a couple, like, Cabernets and Andy with an I.
Yeah.
And who knows?
Yeah, dog. She, yeah. She is in there.
But you're going to be listening to weird music.
You're going to listen to weird music, but she is going to surprise you because she's going to, she looked like this. Hey, do you mind if I freshen up? She goes and freshens up. She comes back with nothing but leathers and chains.
Yeah, leather and chains.
Leather and chains. Yeah. So that's Andy.
She's approved
freak.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah,
approved freak.
You nailed it. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Man, Andy, Randy, I got to call y'all like Desmond Wood.
All right.
So, I'm listening to the show on Friday. I start going through some of my emails. I get an alert from Ticketmaster saying that their system had been compromised and some information had been leaked.
Oh.
Okay, fine, fine. So, something prompts me to say, hey, go check your bank account.
Smart.
So, go check in my bank account. I see a charge for $1, then a charge for $3.33. I'm like, I don't know who this person is.
Huh.
Come to find out, yep, my card information was compromised through Ticketmaster.
Wow.
So, just a word to the wise out there. Make sure y'all check y'all emails and make sure you're checking your bank account.
Okay, good.
When was the last time your account got hacked?
Ooh,
man. That's just my simple question.
Thank you, Mo.
Thanks, Mo. It's been a long time. It's been a minute.
They got me at the there was a thing, I don't know if it still exists, but there would be a thing at gas stations where when you put the card in and pulled it out, there would be like a scam where they'd be able to have it on there and get all your card info.
Uh-huh.
They got me like that when I first moved to Atlanta, like a long time ago. And then all of a sudden, just charge. It was like, damn, that's crazy. They went to like Walmart and spent like $600.
Uh-huh.
They got me on one of those gas. But now with the tap, you tap your card. I don't think they can do that as much.
Right.
But that's the last time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the last time. And then the good thing is a lot of that stuff is, like, card fraud. You can get your money back. Yeah, you get your money back. But yeah, I haven't had it in a while. I got myself one of those...
damn shirts.
One of those targeted ads on Instagram. It was, like, the sale that was too good to be true.
That shirt.
Absolutely was too good to be true. So just be on the lookout. Any of those 80, 90% off sales for, like, really expensive outdoor brands?
Yes, they got my boy.
They got
what me. What if it's like some...
Howler Brothers.
Howler Brothers. That's
Howler Brothers. I was getting some cool flannels, man. But then I let the Howler Brothers people know. I was like, hey, they're scamming people. They're like, yeah, it happens every once in a while. I was like, maybe a promo code.
Yeah.
And the guy gave me a promo code. So I ended up getting a cheaper Howler Brothers shirt anyway.
There you go.
So it all worked out. See, there's good people in the world.
There really are. There's good
people in the world. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
We know what Andy and Randy with the I. We know their descriptions. Darno is a spurter.
Sure is. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Micah Potter, 2024 is a big year already for us.
Yeah, man.
Add him to the list.
Yeah, man.
Didn't know we had an Olympian.
But he's there.
He's there.
I know I ain't going crazy. That's the most important thing.
Not much to do in Oakland. Go to A's games and meth.
Yep.
This show, very attentive when it comes to their Debos. Randy, taking L's, but good L's. And, you can love someone even if you don't like them.
It's true.
I'm not saying that it's not. I'm just saying it's not.
I'm not either. I'm saying that it is.
Never mind. Because love is different for a certain level. This guy, never mind. Family love is different. I don't love everybody in my family.
Definitely. Oh, me either.
Okay.
Me either.
But you don't like them. So if I don't love you in my family, why would I like you?
Podcast topic for tomorrow. We'll do it in the podcast tomorrow. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon. And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.